It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. It is 8:45, time now for our Community Connection. I've got Vice Chancellor for Finance and Facilities, Brian Herman, in for today's Community Connection. Now, we're talking about some important stuff here today. Brian, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next legislative session is going to be May 19th. So tell us what, first of all, introduce yourself. Tell us what your job is and why is it so important that we're meeting today talking about it.
Thank you very much. My name is Brian Herman. I serve as Vice Chancellor for Finance and Facilities at the University of Minnesota Morris. So I oversee the facilities and the finance for the campus. And as you noted, the legislative session will end here on May 19th, and so it's a critical time right now as the legislature is trying to decide on what to do about bonding. And the University of Minnesota has a request for higher education asset preservation and renewal, HEPR, which is an important component for us in our legislative request.
Yeah, so we're looking for funds coming into the university. The Morris campus is included in the overall University of Minnesota capital request. So when they give money to the University of Minnesota, there's a lot of different places that that's going to go, including us here.
That is correct. The University of Minnesota gets an allocation for the whole system, and then it is divided up across the system based on the square footage and the square footage of the campus and the usable square feet and the criticality of items on there. So there's a formula that determines exactly how it is going to be broken up. And so depending on the size of the bill, that decides how much money comes to Morris. So the larger the bill, the larger amount, obviously, that comes to Morris. We use those funds in the Higher Education Asset Preservation and Renewal Funds to take care of things on campus, including roofs and sewers and water and heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and all of the critical infrastructures for the building. It's incredibly important funding because it helps us take care of things that are issues that we need to address right away so they don't become much more expensive issues. So if we don't take care of the roof, the building leaks, and then we have 2, 3, 4 times the cost to repair and other issues, and also it impacts students and it impacts people.
Absolutely, yeah. And the Briggs Library is one of the priorities for this year's HEPR request. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. So the Briggs Library is included in as part of the overall bonding bill for the University of Minnesota, the Higher Education Asset Preservation Renewal portion, the HEPR portion. Briggs Library would receive some of the funding depending on the allocation and the amount. We have lots of needs in the library. There's lots of infrastructure needs, including window sprinkler systems, heating and ventilation equipment, pure infrastructure pieces to the building, roofs and different things like that. So this funding would do some of the work. It's not going to take care of the whole building, but it would help allow us to begin to take some of the steps needed to make some repairs on the building.
Oh, that's great. You know, what I read here, it was built in 1968 and is in need of accessibility and life safety systems updates. So that seems pretty pertinent.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The